This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're so cynical. Did you find the deep cut version of Fogarty?
Is that Fogarty? This is him? Yeah. Sounds like a remake.
It's the Bayou legend.
It's a poor mix, coming in. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
But I got to say.
Good morning, fellas. Bob, I hope you realize I'm sure you just motivated Cody Tapp to write a song. Not always a good idea, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Have a great day. Neil from Lone Chat.
I'm sorry, Neil. I didn't mean it that way.
There was a... Oh, I'm not moving it. It's moved six times. I haven't touched it.
Sorry.
That's what she said. No, someone says some other songs you'd have is Cheap Seats by Alabama. Banger. We Like Our Dogs with Mustard and Relish. Nothing like the views from the Cheap Seats. And then someone says Batter Up by the St. Lunatics. Not sure you could play that at the stadium. But speaking of the stadium, this is how you know I have dyslexia. Because last night I was like, Brett Veach is moving? I was like, hold on, read that again. Bob Fesco, ladies and gentlemen, take it away.
So yesterday, we rolled out 119th and Nolm months ago, right? We've been talking about that as a potential spot, you know, for the Kansas City Royals. But for whatever reason, yesterday, it kind of went, you know, a little bit haywire yesterday. And people are starting to say, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about and things like that. So I want to back up a little bit yesterday and talk about, you know, we mentioned the 119th location and how that's getting close. And I mentioned there was the officials from the state of Kansas that have been meeting with the Royals and all that kind of stuff. And then yesterday, the Kansas City Business Journal, which is a very highbrow publication, has an article about the downtown baseball possibility. And I'll just read you from the article on the Business Journal and then get to where we are today on this. 3D Development leads the, quote, We Love KC Baseball campaign, which is shared concept renderings in support of a downtown stadium at Washington Square Park. Campaign representatives made a renewed public push for the initiative in recent weeks. Their website now reads, It's the bottom of the ninth, and we need to rally. In an email to the Business Journal on Monday, 3D Development said this. After creating an alternative for a downtown Royal Stadium location at Washington Square Park last January, we began to model and conceptualize that site and build a stronger case for the benefits once the Crossroads site vote failed. Beyond the idea, we worked with an investor group to assemble, through purchase contracts, some of the necessary and beneficial real estate beyond what we already controlled in the Freight House Village just to the north. We held the 2301 main contract for 8 months with extensions, yet due to delays in the stadium decision from the end of 2024 to an expected June-July 2025 and without commitment from the Royals, our group has chosen to terminate the purchase contracts. We are very concerned that the Kansas ballpark incentives and site have become very compelling, and we are at risk for missing this once in a half century opportunity to attract the Royals to downtown. We haven't given up, but the logistics and risk of helping assemble the real estate, given the continued state of uncertainty, was no longer tenable. It is a critical time right now for Kansas Cityans to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown Kansas City. The alternative and reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark.
I mean,
that's an email from the development company that's trying to get the ballpark built at Washington Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
It is a critical time right now for Kansas Cityans to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown Kansas City. The alternative and reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark.
Where do you... Okay, so, again, Blackenveach.
We'll get to that in just 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when you read that, is that... So, okay. Do you think that a lot of this can get Missouri to rally? Like, do you
think... I think it is the bottom of the ninth, and we got two on, and...
And you they know, need Alex Gordon to come up and they hit need one off
Alex
a
Gordon.
Hit,
yeah, they need.
Is
Alex
that
Gordon.
Possibility still there?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I was told yesterday by somebody that is very dialed in that there is going to be no money this year from the state of Missouri for stadiums.
Okay.
That doesn't mean next year, but are teams willing to wait another year with an untenable situation when, again, you have the free money, and I use the term free money in Kansas, getting ready to expire? The Blackenveach thing is interesting because apparently they had an all-staff meeting, if you will, right? They're an employee-owned company. Apparently, from what I'm told by a source, they met with their company yesterday and told their employees that they're thinking about and discussing moving their world headquarters from across the street from the Sprint campus to a new location somewhere else in the metro. They said in the meeting that there will be more information to come on this. Blackenveach is literally across the street from the Sprint campus, okay? They've got a building there. Some of the building was built in the 70s. Some was built in the 90s. There's a lot of green space to the west of the Blackenveach building. It's at 116th Street. 116th Street separates Blackenveach from the Sprint campus. Blackenveach is telling its employees, we're going to start to look for another location in the metro. Why? Because they probably don't want their employees to have to deal with what's going to be coming there with that ballpark traffic. So you have that yesterday. You have this article in the Kansas City Business Journal from the developers downtown saying the reality is that Kansas is about to win the ballpark. That's not Bob Fesco saying that. That's 3D Development telling the Kansas City Business Journal that Kansas is about to win the ballpark. And it looks like the surrounds may come out on top and not the core of the city in this time. And the city has only themselves to blame for poor leadership at this point in time to get to where we are, because John Sherman has always wanted to be downtown. I've always wanted to be downtown. And now people who are investing in that downtown area are saying time is running out and it looks like Kansas may be the spot.
So situation again, just to recap the big bullet points, people are moving away from what they thought was going to be the area because they know that they have a once in a, what they say, a half a century of a lifetime opportunity. So 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years, yeah.
They're moving.
Yeah, they're kind of moving on. The people at 3D Development are saying, we're not dealing with this anymore because it looks like the Kansas incentives are too good. And then Blackenveach is discussing moving their headquarters from across the street of the Spring campus to somewhere else in the area. And I was told by a source yesterday that Missouri is starting to tell people, we have no money this year, for stadiums for any teams. And so do they wait another year? I don't know. But this is just, again, the information that's out there. This isn't me saying this is a done deal. This isn't me championing one side or the other. I've said on numerous occasions, I want downtown baseball. I was a big proponent of the Crossroads deal. I was a big proponent of the East Village site. I'm a big proponent of downtown baseball. But when you start to see surveys, I think in 2011, there was a survey that went out and said that only 41% of people in the area wanted downtown baseball. You looked at the vote that took place, only 42% of the people in that recent vote wanted downtown baseball. Downtown baseball just may not be a thing most Kansas Cityans want, and that's fine. That's why they're discussing other options potentially in the surrounds that could have this situation come to life and keep our ball club in our area, because that, at the end of the day, is what matters.
Being a Jackson County resident myself and voting yes on the new stadiums, how much of that, how much do you think of that result was kind of like an F you to everything? Like, oh, you, it was, because it wasn't like it was like 51-49.
No, it was a big, you know.
And it was over,
it was
by
like 60-40, you know.
How much of that is like, you know, gonna be like maybe like an eyesore of where this all it kind of ends up if it doesn't end up in Missouri or downtown?
I don't know. I think people have spoken and they said what they wanted. They didn't want the downtown ballpark. And so,
because people that hate this sort of stuff, we didn't have to be here if it would have voted yes.
Like, that's exactly right.
This is what happens when, what's the guy? You F around, you find out.
Right.
Like, you were given the opportunity, and now this is why this sort of stuff happens. And like,
yes,
where you report on these things that you've been told, it seems like the smoke is getting thicker.
Yeah.
It seems like there are flames that are getting ready to start, as like, you know, we say there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Which is the analogy we give, or the metaphor that we give towards like something developing. It seems like the smoke is getting really, really thick. And when you bring up Black and Veatch, you bring up these people that are like, we're moving on, and it seems like Kansas, we're in the bottom of the ninth. It just seems like we wouldn't have these continuing sort of conversations if there wasn't thicker smoke around the situation.
Right. And I mean, for a developer that's saying we're no longer interested in purchasing this property that would have made the downtown ballpark vision easier to get to, I think that's as much smoke as anything. And then again, I'll just continue to go back to their quote in the Kansas City Business Journal that came out yesterday after we started talking about this. Mm-hmm. It is a critical time right now for Kansas Cityans to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown KC. The alternative and reality.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark.
Okay.
Again, that's not coming from me. That's the Kansas City Business Journal. That's a developer in downtown KC, Mo.
Yeah, you didn't just wake up and write that.
No, I did not, no.
Would have been a lot cooler if
it would have really been. Yeah, I know. Like, damn, that was eloquent.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.